This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for December 2nd, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN today with several stories from FIA Asia V. The first one is by Sarah Rudolph and Suzanne Cosgrove. FIA Asia V, Asia Pacific Exchanges Look Back and Ahead. In the first panel at FIA Asia's V 2020 Expo, exchanges in the Asia Pacific area looked back at their successes during a turbulent year and ahead toward opportunities for cooperation in 2021. During the unprecedented uncertainty of the past year, Asia Pacific markets responded with innovation, and the exchanges are thriving, said Ian Nissen, the moderator of the panel. Amid enormous volatility in March, widespread government actions, and continuing global tensions, the exchanges remained liquid and transparent and handled rolling without issues, said Helen Lofthouse, Executive General Manager, Derivatives and OTC Markets at ASX. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. The second story is by Suzanne Cosgrove. FIA Asia V, top Chinese regulator, pitches open mainland markets. With a pedigree that includes a PhD in economics from Stanford University and a five-year stint as an investment officer at the World Bank, it is not surprising that the vice chairman of the China Securities Regulatory Committee is a proponent of the opening of China's markets. In his position at the CSRC, Feng Xinghai oversees both China's futures and stock markets and also is responsible for corporate finance. Interviewed by FIA CEO and President Walt Lukin on the first day of the FIA Asia Conference, Xinghai said the pandemic, if anything, has accelerated the development of China's capital markets. For the rest of this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. The third story is by Matt Rabel, FIA Asia V, adapting to the new normal. Never let a good crisis go to waste. The quote by Winston Churchill, or former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, depending on who you ask, was brought up by Stella Gann, the FIA head of operations for the Asia-Pacific region, on the first day of FIA Asia V, as speakers from all over the derivatives industry discussed via Zoom how the industry has adapted to the new normal in wake of the coronavirus pandemic. To see this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. The third story is by Tom Thompson. FIA Asia V, CCP resilience does not dissuade industry from self-assessment. Jackie Mesa, who is FIA COO and Senior Vice President of Global Policy, moderated Asia V's panel, The CCP Perspective on Asia-Pacific Clearing Environment. Her panelists were Kate Burchell from LCH, Agnes Koh from Singapore Exchange, Vikram Gathan from NSA Clearing Limited, and Dasuki Miyuchi from the Japan Securities Clearing Corporation, Hamish Trelefin from ASX, and Simon Walker from Morgan Stanley. The panelists echoed many of the themes about industry resilience during the March market meltdown that have become familiar. The panelists agreed that while they were not expecting the volatility, they were nonetheless pretty much prepared for it. There were some hiccups early on, but those were more closely associated with adapting to work from home than financial issues. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Lynn Merrick has exited Crane Chicago Business. The longtime Crane's senior reporter covered the financial services and higher education sectors for the publication, but had covered media in the past too. Her stories, carried in JLN, were often the most highly read stories of the day, We wish her well with her next endeavors. Crane's senior reporter Steve Daniels, who has been with the publication for 25 years, will take over the financial services beat until a long-term plan is executed. Daniels currently covers banking, insurance, and utilities. Daniels can be reached at sdaniels@crane.com. His Twitter handle is SteveDaniels27. The Wall Street Journal has a video titled, "Options Trading is More Popular Than Ever Despite the Risk." Does this mean that the options trading boom is over? The OCC reported November 2020 total volume was up 71% from a year ago, which is the highest November ever and the second highest month on record. The Facebook-backed Libra Association has changed its name to Diem, Bloomberg reported. Here is a feel-good story by Austin Krumpfus, who told on his late father's 83rd birthday. The attached photo is Harlan Krumpfus' trading jacket from the CBOT, where he was a member for 45 years in the grain room. Unbeknownst to Austin and the rest of Harlan's family, this jacket had been hanging in the coat room ever since his last day on the floor, November 24, 2014, according to the order timestamped in his pockets. Apparently, Harlan hung his jacket up there that afternoon, just like he did every day for decades, not knowing at the time it was to be his last day on the floor. When Harlan passed away earlier this year, the news apparently made its way back to the coat room. Somebody there remembered him and knew his jacket was still hanging there in case he ever returned to the floor. Upon hearing the news, that person called member services, who gathered up the jacket and a few other items that they found of his, tracked down the Krumpfus family, and then insisted upon hand-delivering them to their home. It totally blew them away when that time capsule of his jacket and other mementos showed up. This was a class move by the member services staff. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Help us preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. Donations are at $16,711 so far. Sarah Rudolph is reporting on FIA Asia as well, and here's her comments. International cooperation was the watchword from Lu Boon Chai, CEO of the Singapore Exchange, a keynote speaker at FIA Asia V, who said that a month after the U.S. presidential election, there is renewed commitment to multilateralism and international cooperation and a sense of optimism in the air. The recent signing of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP, a free trade agreement between Asia-Pacific nations, put Asia in a prime position for a new normal, he said. There are more than 40 countries in Asia, which is now more than just about competition between China and the U.S., he said. Dynamics and nuances between Asian countries will become more important in a post-COVID RCEP world. The exchange's SGX FTSE Taiwan Index futures contract is among the most successful product launches and adds to the exchange's index partnership with FTSE Russell, the fastest liquidity builder of any contract, he said. Trading in that contract exceeded $1.5 billion during the launch week. He also touted the SGX Nikkei 225 futures, launched together with the CME, as one of the earliest exchange linkages. The challenges of our time require us to come together as a community with a common objective, he said. One of those challenges is the environment, where there has been a, quote, global awakening, unquote. Asia's weight in the global economy today can make a decisive impact on climate issues, he said. Singapore has been one of the few countries to introduce a broad-based carbon tax and is working on a long-term carbon strategy that will define Singapore as an international center. China, too, has made climate change a priority. Many challenges remain, such as standardization, he said. But where there's a will, there's a way. Together, we can create real impact. Only then can we look back at this moment as Asia's opportunity to define the decade. The OCC cleared volume for November was 677,190,590 contracts, its second highest month ever. I wonder if someone at the OCC has started ringing a little bell every time they beat their own record. It's happened a lot this year, Matt Rabel reports. Here are the stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a video in today's newsletter of David Prosperi, a career in politics, government, futures trading, insurance, and clearinghouse public relations. David Prosperi has had a long career in public relations in the markets and politics. John Lothian, that would be me, interviewed Prosperi over Zoom about his career and the events that saw him move from national politics to the White House and to jobs at the Department of Energy and the Department of the Interior. He was later recruited to join the CBOT to work with CBOT CEO Tom Donovan and entered the world of the markets, where he remained the rest of his career. He worked for four of the biggest and most important financial giants in Chicago: Chicago Board of Trade, the CME Group, Aon, and the OCC. The interview includes stories of being with President Reagan the day he was shot, working with a soccer club in the Premier League to tell their business story, and helping turn the OCC into an industry thought leader. Here is our interview with David Prosperi in today's JLN. Here's the OCC press release. OCC November 2020, total volume up 71% from a year ago. Highest November ever and second highest month on record. OCC, the world's largest equity derivatives clearinghouse, announced today that November 2020 cleared contract volume was 677,190,590 contracts, up 71% from November 2019. This marks the highest November ever and the second highest month on record. Year-to-date average daily cleared contract volume through November was 29,295,206 contracts, up 48.4% from November 2019. My comment, 71% is a big number. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The future of finance is in wealth management and retail trading. A look at the data shows where the industry's money is being made. Banks have faced a challenging decade with disruptive technology, startups, and low interest rates around the world placing pressure on many of their key businesses. But many have found ways to thrive, often by creating services to move or manage money. Here you'll find a look at some of the areas that have seen the biggest change in the past decade, as well as a glimpse at what might come next. And yes, this is Larry Tabb, head of market structure for Bloomberg LLP, in the byline. Here's a story from the FT. Women outpace men in signing up to investment platforms. Companies report a rush of interest from women this year. Women are signing up to investment platforms at faster rates than men, as investors flock to trading to take advantage of market volatility and lower prices. My comment, money for nothing and women trade for free. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. NASDAQ CEO pushes corporate boards to diversify. Adina Friedman discusses the exchange operator's diversity plan with the Wall Street Journal. NASDAQ Inc. on Tuesday proposed new rules that would require the boards of its listed companies to meet certain minimum diversity requirements or explain in a public disclosure why they aren't doing so. NASDAQ Chief Executive Dina Friedman discussed the exchange operator's diversity plan with the Wall Street Journal. This interview has been edited for clarity. Here is another story from the Wall Street Journal. CDC panel recommends giving first COVID-19 vaccines to health workers, nursing homes. A decision could come Wednesday as drug makers await word in coming weeks of emergency use authorization of two vaccines. A federal vaccine advisory panel recommended that healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities be the first to receive any COVID-19 vaccine doses from the limited supply that will be available initially. My comment, so much for the Eurodollar option pits getting vaccine early. Here are your top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was Salon's new Kelly Loeffler ad claims multimillionaire knows what it feels like waiting on that paycheck. Second was Yahoo Life's it only takes this long to get COVID in a room with somebody who has it. Third was the New York Times 1918 Germany has a warning for America. Here are your Markets with Key statistics of the day. The site now has 194,115,475 pages viewed with 24,640 pages. There have been 227,074 edits. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast if you haven't yet. Please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.